Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on board for our global report update. This time it's going to be a little different, I guess. We got a lot of stuff to cover, but anyway, the number 777 is building, and we're finding out that it even goes into earthquakes and stuff. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. A lot going on.
Yeah, this number 7, let me just read a little bit. 7 means completeness and spiritual perfection. And that, of course, would refer to the Lord himself. But it's kind of interesting, going back into Genesis chapter 7, Noah took the clean beasts into the ark by sevens. 7 days after Noah went into the ark, the flood came. So these are all sevens. And actually, we have, 7 days, and we got 7 music notes, primary notes. An awful lot of thing is based on the number 7. Let me come into this. I got to bring it up. Got an article here. You know about this earthquake, but I doubt if people really understand how that actually came down. There was a major earthquake actually off Russia. And here's the information that we got on it. Now, this earthquake occurred on 7/17/2017 with 66 days to go until 9:23. The earthquake was 7.7 magnitude. It was 7 miles deep. It was 66 days from the 9:23, and I want to get into that. 177 days since the last 7 magnitude earthquake, which occurred on a 1/22/17, kind of an interesting number there. It occurred at 7:34 Eastern Daylight Time, which is 7/7, and it created a tsunami that they said was 3.5 inches deep. Did you ever hear any more about that tsunami and how big it actually was? Did they report on it at all, Larry?
They did. They said it was 3.5 feet, actually, was what it wound up being, 3.5 feet.
Reminds you of the 3.5 years of the tribulation period, doesn't it?
It does.
And actually, it occurred 124 miles east-southeast of Nikol, I can't pronounce the name, Russia. Well, 124 miles is another 7. So this thing was loaded with the number 7. You got any comments on that? I know what I think about it.
Well, I do. Yeah, and it also occurred in 5777, actually. And
yes.
As we are 60, you know, it occurred 66 days before 9/23/2017.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find interesting about that is that 66 is the number for idol worship or rebellion. And this occurred, this earthquake occurred just as Trump and I guess the American people found out that the left, the Republican establishment, the Democrats, and the deep state did not want to stop Obamacare. They did not want to repeal it, and they have not repealed it. and they're set not to repeal it. And I was kind of, I had the question, Stuart, is it possible that Obamacare is an idol that Obama, their so-called Messiah, had set up?
I guess. I don't know. People that I know are losing it. They're going to be ending up with nothing if they can't, cast around and try to find some insurance company. It's a mess, but they designed it to fail. I always thought that. And I just get the impression, I want your comment on that. Doesn't it appear to you, or it certainly appears to me, that we are watching our government kind of not even caring about anything? All they do is squabble about this, squabble about that. It's almost as though they know something is coming, and they're not going to have to deal with it.
Well, I find it intriguing, Stuart, and I don't know if you got the email I forwarded in an Ed Dames post. And Ed Dames
I
is
saw
reporting
that.
Donald Trump, he claims Donald Trump already knows about the kill shot and knows it cannot be stopped. So I suppose your question, do they already know and are they really just not concerned? Well, that's very possible. One thing other that's interesting too, Stuart, I was on with Augusto Perez on the Mailbag show Tuesday, and I brought up the 66 that you had mentioned, and I said, could that earthquake, being a 7.7 and being 66 days before 9/23, could that literally be a warning? And Augusto said he just totally agreed. This was a warning to us. And then you also said the moon sign in August is 33 days before the 9/23 event. And I looked that up, and in that number, 33 is the promise. And that talks about the death, burial, and resurrection and the promise of Jesus Christ. So the numbers are phenomenal.
Well, it could also be the promise of I have gone to the Father's house to build many mansions and for you, and obviously if I've gone there, paraphrasing him, I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to the Father's house. And, of course, a lot of people are not probably familiar with the Oriental wedding concept, but it's a 7-day affair. So when you think of Daniel's 70th week, each day being a year, and you couple that with the wedding feast of the bride and the bridegroom, it seems to kind of add up that the bride might not be here for those 7 years. And remember that mystic I was talking to you about? I've read some of his stuff on the coming galactic superwave that's coming.
Yeah.
That Dr. Paul LaViolette had spoken of, and this guy claimed, yes, it was coming, and it was going to change everything on Earth. Well, listen to what he had to say. Now, he's a spiritual type guy. And I'm not sure exactly Christian or not. Doesn't really matter. But what he has to say here, everything that is around you will soon collapse and disappear. Nothing will be left of this civilization, nor its perversity. The entire earth will be shaken, and no trace will be left of this erroneous culture that maintain men under the yoke of ignorance. Now, here's the key part that he says. Now, you got to remember, everybody listening, guy's a spiritual type of guy. And this goes to what Augusto was saying and what Larry was saying and what I think, too, on this. You can't have that many sevens built into an earthquake unless it's by divine by the divine hand of the Lord. It's not a coincidence, particularly when it occurred and how it occurred and the days after. Okay, this is what he says. Earthquakes are not only mechanical phenomenon. Their goal is to awaken the intellect and the heart of humans, so that they liberate themselves from their errors and their follies, and that they understand that they are not the only ones in the universe. Love it. So here's what he's telling you. These earthquakes are spiritually tuned. They have a message. What did Augusto think about the actual sevens? Did he say anything about that?
Yeah, he said there's just too many to be by chance. It's just way too many. And he does agree on the coming sign, totally cosmic or cosmic and earthbound situations arising from that sign. He said it's phenomenal and it just can't be overlooked at all.
Well, do you remember some time ago? Now, we're talking about an earthquake here, but let's look at the cosmos and see if we can find something with sevens in it. We just had one, actually, and we had one a long time ago. Remember that time when there was a series of signals that Dr. Scott Hyman and his team discovered? They were for a 7-hour period. They were 10-minute blast, and then there was every 77 minutes. It came from the center of the Milky Way. Now, a lot of people think that the Mayans are, of course, and they probably are, totally occultic in most ways. But what they said was, at the Milky Way center, actually is the life giver and the taker away of life on Earth. In other words, what they were saying is the center of the Milky Way and its pulsing and its galactic superwaves are what determine whether life here remains or whether it vanishes. And you may recall also that the man said, and Dr. Paul LaViolette said, how it changes consciousness, that as these waves
right.
go through, changes your DNA, changes animal DNA, and they find a lot of mutations as each little wave comes through. Well, they were all talking about a massive superwave. So this is kind of interesting that we have this message from the center of the Milky Way where we have a 10-minute long signal, and then it's quiet for 77 minutes, and then you have another one, and 10 in Scripture is an interesting number as well. See if I can look it up here. Do you know what it is offhand? I have to look
it up. I can tell you real quick.
Testimony, Law, and Responsibility from
okay.
Dr. Valoy. What does your book say? I think it's along those lines.
Yeah, it talks about law and responsibility. It is a number used under the law. Man was responsible under the law to keep the commandments and bear the testimony of God. So that's
you're
right.
There you go. So if this was a warning, obviously, and it occurred many years ago, but this is the way the Lord works. Now, the 66 days is interesting to the 923 because there are 66 books in the Bible. And we're closing on Revelation. I mean, what do you think? I think there's an awful lot of stuff going on here that most people are totally, totally ignoring.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, as I said before, 66 is an idol worship number, and it also ties dovetails into Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Remember, and which that would link it possibly prophetically to Babylon of today and the warning to Babylon.
Yeah. Well, here's another one. Strange signals appear to be coming from a star close to Earth, may have been sent by aliens, scientists say. This is just right now, basically. 17 July, 2017. I love it. It's 777 all over again. Stargazers have received from very peculiar signals while observing a distant dwarf star. Came out of Arecibo down there, and I believe that's in South America or Mexico somewhere. Anyway,
Puerto Rico.
It came from a star called Ross 128. Well, that's an 11, right? 1 plus 2 plus 8, that's 11. Some 11 light years away. So 11-11, we know, is 9-23 because of the calendars, the changeover in calendars. So, yeah, there's a lot going on that we're totally, totally unaware of, or most people are unaware of. But then Jesus, didn't he say to watch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, Stuart, I know a lot of people don't watch it at all, but I kind of keep an eye on Game of Thrones because it is so tuned in to where we are today. And I don't know if you've seen it, but the latest episode of Game of Thrones, the White Walkers, and you know, you and I talked about the zombies and the World
yes.
War Z movies, and you
yep.
know, the White Walkers and the zombies that are accompanying them have actually, I guess you could say, not resurrected particularly, but reanimated the dead Nephilim or giants, and they're coming with them to attack humanity in this movie, and the White Walkers and those with them are about to make an arrival at the wall of protection. So, I mean, there's so many signs even in the movies today.
Yeah, they know it's coming. I think they just think they're going to go underground and leave you and I and everybody else that's listening up above. You know, problem is, if they go underground, they're going to get crushed underground. They're not going to survive that. This Earth, when it finally comes into this gravity wave, is going to be kind of, how do we say, wobbling all over the place. And the crust will be shaking. The earthquakes will be so severe, anybody underground is going to get caught there. And the Lord basically says, I don't care where you go, speaking primarily to the rich men of the earth, the only ones with the money to dig all these tunnels and cities underground. And he says, I'm going to go there and get you. You go to Mars, I'm going to go get you there. Going to go to the moon, I'm going to go get you there. Go under the ocean, I'm going to go get you there. So basically what he's saying is only the remnant are the ones that are going to survive. So they can, you know, plan all they want and take all the taxpayer money they want and build their little tunnels. It's not going to help anybody. And then we have, we went over some of this, I think, on the last show about the divine message of the August eclipse. But one of the primary things here is the number 33. The August eclipse occurs exactly 33 days before the Revelation 12 sign on 9/23. Beginning at the 33rd state of the United States, Oregon, ending in South Carolina at the 33rd parallel. Now, this has all been checked out. Can you really chalk up the significance of this to simply pure coincidence? It has been noted that an eclipse like this hasn't happened in 99 years. That would be 3 times 33 years. What might God be communicating to us? Ezekiel 33. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I bring a sword against the land and the people of the land chose one of their men to make him their watchman and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people, And if anyone hears that trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, their blood will be on their own head. So, I think there's a trumpet being blown here, don't you?
Yeah.
For something. What do you think?
Wow, that's interesting. 33 also says in Ed Below's book, this 30 is the number for the blood of Christ, and 3 is the number for resurrection. This through the blood of Christ, we have a promise of a glorious resurrection. And what's interesting, too, when I've been reading recently in 2nd Esdras, or Ezra, you know, the Apocalypse of Ezra, it's talking
yes.
about the very same terminology, the very same thing in the last days.
Well, I think the warning in the trumpet should be blown loud and clear that definitely 923 is probably a great change. And we do have the return promise of the Lord. You know, I go to play, build a place for you, and I'm going to come back and get you. That is the promise to the church. The promises to Israel are earthly. And it would make real good sense, because you don't hear about the church after chapter 3, that the church is no longer around. I know they argue over all these positions, and each one presents their time schedule, but the fact still remains that we have an Oriental wedding situation developing, which is a 7-day period. We have the return promise of the Lord. We have the church doesn't have anything to do with Israel other than the fact it got grafted in, but its promises are far different than the promises made to Israel. We have an arrival, I believe. If you read the Virgil commentaries on the Sibylline prophecies, it's about an arrival, an Apollo coming down and being king over the earth. And who knows who Apollo is? Maybe it's Nimrod. Who knows? I wrote an article a long time ago. You may remember it. Does Obama have the spirit of Nimrod?
I remember that.
And I'm very, very suspicious. I think we're going to see some things you would never, ever believe, actually, coming down the pike. I can't tell you exactly how quickly, but it just seems like we're being told over and over and over again, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, as to what actually transpires. What other news have you got before we close down?
Well, I was there. Paul Begley has been putting out some warnings that FEMA's preparing for war. And, of course, you and I have talked about that a number of times. But he also, when he began that, he got knocked offline and had trouble doing his shows. So he's under attack for that message, for presenting that message that FEMA is preparing for war. He's come under heavy opposition.
So preparing for war against who? Well, I would maybe guess. Could we guess that it might be the American people? So they must be getting ready to activate the FEMA camp. Some of them, I think, are activated already. So, yeah, we're heading in, folks, and there's not a lot anybody can do about it, because the American people just sat back and twiddled their thumbs and, for whatever reason, wouldn't stop it, even though the evidence was everywhere. They just poo-pooed it and laughed at it, and I'm sure you got your share of laughter, too. Any more news on what's going on down there with FEMA or any of that stuff down your way?
No, other than what I had reported on them preparing for the ability for communications, at the present, it appears that they're very concerned about a sun event or a North Korean possible event type EMP that will take out communications, and they're trying to set up temporary communications across the country, you know, from the hams. And so this is ongoing, and of course it's low-key, and people don't know anything about it. And maybe
well, they're keeping
they
the people ignorant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the UFO reports keep accelerating all the time. And I'm got some pictures. I don't know if they're authentic, but they certainly look like they are. Of I don't think you can call it Nibiru, but let's call it the brown dwarf coming in under the legs of or in between the legs, I should say, of Virgo, and perhaps waiting to devour the man-child representing Jupiter. A lot of argument over who this man-child is. But if I recall how it's worded, doesn't it say the man-child was immediately picked up and taken to heaven? If I recall right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I believe that's the wording of it.
Okay, so people think the man-child's Jesus Christ. Well, it's an allusion to it, but Jesus was here for over 30 years. So he was not immediately snatched up, and even when he left, it wasn't a violent removal. He kind of ascended up into the clouds. So I think you can eliminate that possibility. It can't be Israel. Israel's been around for a long time. It's not going to get snatched up into heaven. That leaves only one possibility, doesn't it? Because the only other element involved in this thing is the church. And a lot of people do not realize that the church is referred to in its male reference a number of times, like the priesthood. Ye brethren, that sort of thing, which are all references to a male. Not that there's any sex differentiation in rebirth or anything like that, but if symbolically the church can be considered not only a bride, but also in the male tense. So the birth of the man-child actually, literally, could be the church being brought up, you know. Remember when Jesus was resurrected, the graves all popped open, and people saw the dead in Christ raised up, and then they vanished.
They were walking the street.
So I think we're headed for another event very similar to that. I can't tell you it's going to occur on 9/23, but there's definitely something going on that is going to change planet Earth. I think that, you know, everybody forgot about the Rosh Hashanah being delayed for 2 days. And I'll be very curious to see if this Rosh Hashanah or trumpets is delayed by 1 day, which would then be the 22nd, and it would end at the last trump on September 23rd. So I think people, you know, we already had our warning that the Lord can mess with trumpets if he wants to. So any other comments you got before we close out? I notice they're after Trump, obviously, always.
Oh, absolutely. But I wanted to tell people that we've had a lot of earthquakes in Oklahoma over a number of days, and my satellite now is mysteriously off signal. It's been moved, apparently. There's been some movement, and people to have patience. I'll be back online and working as soon as I can. It'll take a few days for me to get back up and going like I need to be.
Well, if you wake up one morning and you're about 8,000 or 9,000 feet in the air, you'll be sitting on the top of a volcano.
Okay.
Anyway, folks, there's a lot going on all over the world, and it's all pointing to this 9/23 date. And I'm just wondering how many 2x4s the Lord has to pound on our heads before we really begin to wake up. This could be it. In fact, I'm sure it is it as far as Israel's concerned. And I think it is it as far as the age of grace is probably concerned. What do you think, Larry?
I'm looking at 9/23 as a pivot point, a pivot from the age of grace really right on into the millennium, and turning from the America Babylon back towards Jerusalem Israel.
Yep, I think so. Well, thanks for coming on, Larry. And we'll see everybody on Friday night. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks again, Larry, for coming on, and we will see you Friday night.
Night.